MyPatriotNetwork.org.
This is Keith Strass. Welcome to a special broadcast honoring a gentleman who spent so many years in the promotion and promulgation of polka music throughout the entire country. Tonight we pay tribute to a gentleman who I spent 16 years alongside on the airwaves in Chicago, who joined me on my television show. We worked many, many events together, had many interests, and were best of friends. Tonight we pay tribute to a powder keg of polka entertainment, Mr. TNT, Mr. Leon Kaczycki. Leon was born on the 4th of July in 1930 in the working class community of McKinley Park. His mother and father ran a real estate and insurance agency in this immigrant enclave. As a youngster, Leon was stricken with a severe case of pneumonia. And to help him develop his weakened lungs, the doctor suggested he practice a wind instrument. With the encouragement of his parents, he started clarinet lessons in the second grade and saxophone 2 years later at St. Peter and Paul Grammar School. And that's the place where Lee met many of his foundational members of the Polka Legion. It was there where he formed his first of many groups called the Rhythm Kings. And he earned a musical scholarship to the Holy Trinity High School. Leon's interest in music rapidly grew during high school. He became the first clarinet of the school concert and marching bands, eventually becoming president. His school band performed dances, World War II rallies, and veterans' hospitals as the Rhythm Kings. They would book weddings and nightclubs on the weekend. Through his music, he met his future wife, Virginia, who played trombone at the all-girls high school across the street from Holy Trinity. She joined his band on occasion, who are now playing every Polish nightclub on Polish Broadway on Division Street. This electric strip in the mid-1940s is where Leon would eventually play alongside such polka dignitaries as Little Wally, Eddie Zima, Casey Shavirsky, and Mickey Krupski. Following high school, Leon attended the University of Illinois at Champaign for their concert and marching band. But he ever so much wanted to come back to perform on Division Street. Leon served in the U.S. Army during the Korean War from 1952 through 54, spending 18 months overseas on Air Force Base in the Far East Command. Originally assigned as a cannoner in an anti-aircraft battalion. Once the commanders discovered his musical talent, he split his service time with the Special Services Band. Leon dutifully formed his own group dubbed as the Fisticats, performing for visiting dignitaries such as General Maxwell Taylor and the People's King of Saipan, Marilyn Monroe, and Joey Heatherton. Shortly after discharge, Leon came to Chicago to form his mainstay group, Lee's Dynatones. The band consisted of five full-time musicians. They played a variety of polka music, and they recorded for the JJ record label.
And now Leon Kaczycki, his clarinet, as well as the Dynatones Orchestra, right now will play for you a pretty waltz, a tune titled Flowers for You. us, friends, Leon Kozicki. You know, at the beginning of the song, practically all through the song, he's playing a clarinet. Sounds like two clarinets, too, doesn't it?
Well, the Dynatones recorded that particular LP on the JJ record label, and they also recorded for Balkan. And they were making frequent television appearances on the Ron Terry Polka Party. Regional radio stations broadcasted the group live from prominent polka clubs. And if Leon wasn't playing with the Dynatones, he went on the road with polka dignitaries like Little Wally, where he performed for 7 years on the road. With the Joe Pat Patetic Band, the Polka Dot Five, Eddie Zima, Mickey Krupski, Roman Posetti, Eddie Karoska, Stan Lee, and Chet Kawakowski. Well, joining us on our broadcast this evening here on the Polka Jammer Network, it's Polka Hall of Famer, and this man needs no introduction because he's known nationwide as the Velvet Voice. Matter of fact, he's been making a number of appearances, the next one to be in Frankenmuth this coming Saturday up at the Summer Music Fest. We say good evening to our good friend Chet Kawakowski. Good evening, Cheshu.
Good evening, Keith. How are you?
Well, it's great to have you on board here. And also, as we take a stroll down memory lane and remember our buddy, Mr. Leon Kozicki. When's the first time that you actually remember, if you do, remember meeting Leon?
Let's see. That'll be 1962 at Polonia Grove. They had a poker guy. This is way before the IPA. A poker guy dance. I think Leon was editor-in-chief.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken. And I just had a short talk with him. I was introduced to him. And my God, there were dignitaries, DJs, promoters, and oh, my God. There had to be 400 or 500 people at this dance.
Uh-huh.
And that was my first introduction to Leon. And the next time, I've seen him at dances, of course. He was always there.
Mm-hmm.
I became a director for the IPA. I spent 4 years on Kedzie Avenue.
Right, at the old Hall of Fame and building 4145.
Hall of Fame and the museum, yeah.
Right, right. And, one thing, Chet, that I've noticed, you know, we spent 16 years alongside each other on the air on various radio stations. He was always professional, always gave a polished presentation of polka music. No matter where it was, and he strived to make the field accepted in the mainstream and put us right up there with the rest of the music industry.
Correct. Absolutely.
He was a man of many talents. Of course, you know, he was a musician himself, and he was the driving force, one of the driving forces behind the IPA. I know he also played with the carolers, Polish carolers, and also did some traveling with the carolers as well, correct?
Correct, yeah. One of the early carolers, I started in 1972. He must have came around 76 or 78, and he came from many, many years. And then I decided to go out of state every year, hit a different state with the carolers. And I think he only missed two out of 10 states. He only missed two.
Mm-hmm.
And he really enjoyed it. And of course, we're in nursing homes and hospitals too. And we had some great times together.
And I know when he became, you know, 3-4 years ago, when he kind of became incapacitated and was at the place in Joliet, you and Frida made regular visits to see Leon.
Yeah, we try to make at least twice a month to see him, you know, spend some time with him. And there were days that he was in good form, and there were days, well, yeah, you know, his mind was wandering, repetitious and all that stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
It was real sad to see that happen, really.
Yeah, because he was so sharp all the time. He was always he was always on, it's kind of hard sometimes to see somebody fail later in life like that. If there's one thing that you will remember about Leon Kozicki, what would that one thing be, Chet?
I'll tell you what. When I retired, we used to always have a Saturday brunch. He used to come and pick me up and take me to a restaurant. And every Saturday we went to a different restaurant. And it was like a ritual. And I really enjoyed it. We really enjoyed the one-on-one. Talked about everything, you know, practically. And that's the one thing that I'm going to really miss, you know. And of course, like, you know, Freddie used to go by his house. We used to go by his house, and she used to sort out his pills for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, I don't know, 10, 15 pills a day, and she used to sort everything out. And then he was out of that, you know, and it was okay for about a year, you know, and then it took a turn for the worse, and then... He wound up at the Rosewood in Joliet.
Yeah. I know as he started to fail, he never wanted to relinquish his duties with the IPA, with the Hall of Fame. But, you know, in his years, his failing health, it had to happen, and it was turned over to a committee of Freddie Belinsky and Freddie Kay and Mike Matusik, who have been carrying the torch with the IPA Hall of Fame for a number of years now. But I dare say that Leon, he ate, slept, and drank the IPA 24/7.
God, yes, and he didn't like changes. I'll tell you that.
No, he never did. You know, even we tried a number of times to do different things on the board when I was president, and you know, he always gave us a challenge, and you know, some changes were for the good, some not for the good. But he was quick to remind us when they weren't to the good, and he said, "See, I told you so." You know,
right? Absolutely.
But we'll never forget him, and may he rest in peace, and we. We have nothing but great, fond memories of Leon Kozicki, a guy with a huge heart and a man with a sense of humor. And, well, he's going to be missed by everyone, no question about it.
I'm going to miss him barely.
Yeah. Cheshire, thank you for taking time. We appreciate you being on our broadcast this evening.
All right, kid. You take care now.
We'll see you in Frankenmuth.
Oh, you're going to be there?
Yes, we're doing the live Jammer broadcast. Thanks. Stop on by and say hello.
Yeah, okay, Keith. You take care.
All right, thanks, Chet.
Okay, good night.
Good night now. Let's feature Leon Kozicki and his clarinet, a JJ recording right now. Here's one entitled The Newtown Polka, as we pay tribute to Leon Kozicki here on the Polka Jammer Network. And Lee's Dynatones and a JJ 45 for you that time, one entitled The Newtown Polka. Well, as Chet mentioned, we will be broadcasting this Thursday and Friday live at the Summer Music Fest in Frankenmuth, Michigan. Our broadcast times are from 6 to 10 Eastern, both days on Thursday and Friday. And I'll be joined by Mark Chepach, and also Kenny Yash will be there as well. So if you're going to be radio side or computer computer side this coming Thursday and Friday. We invite you to tune in as we broadcast live from Frankenmuth, the Summer Music Fest. And by the way, if you're in the Chicagoland area and you'd like to join us on our bus tour, well, give us a call. Our number here, 847-468-0112. We have pickups on the northwest side and the southwest side of Chicago. We'll be leaving Thursday morning and returning Saturday afternoon. And everything's included, round-trip transportation, your hotel. We're staying right in downtown Frankenmuth, a fabulous dinner at Zender's, and your admission to the Summer Music Fest for 2 days, as well as shopping at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, you'd like to join us in Frankenmuth this coming Thursday through Saturday, by all means, we're right here now. Give us a call at 847-468-0112. Otherwise, we'll see you right here on the Polka Jammer Network, broadcasting live from Frankenmuth this coming Thursday from 6 to 10 Eastern.
Come celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Summer Music Fest in Frankenmuth, Michigan. Hi, folks. Mark Jansen. I'd like to invite you to join us for two great weekends of music. First, August 10th through the 12th, it's Lenny Gamulka, Eddie Blazancic's Versatone Reunion, Polka Family, Box On, Stephanie, the Ample Airs, Polka Country Musicians, The News, and the New Brass Express. Then the second weekend, August 17th through the 19th, during the day, dance to Molly B, Ted Lang, and Squeezebox, Steve Meisner, and Eddie Rowe. And at night, it's the fabulous Hubcaps along with the Magic Bus. For all the information, go to frankenmuthfestivals.com or call us at 1-800-FUNFEST. The 30th Annual Summer Music Fest in Frankenmuth, Michigan. Two big weekends, August 10th through the 12th and August 17th through the 19th. Go to frankenmuthfestivals.com or call us at 1-800-FUNFEST. The Summer Music Fest is brought to you in part by Drury Hotels and Fabiano Brothers.
I was first introduced to Leon back in 1978 through mutual friends of ours, Emily and Joe Pinter. At that particular time, I was running the IPA Queen Contest at the festival. I was then asked to join Leon Kazicki, Jerry Drust, and Chet Schaefer on WTAQ on the IPA Polka Show every Saturday afternoon from noon to 1. From there, I eventually left and went on my own to produce my own programs. But I returned to Leon and the IPA and the Chicagoland Airwaves in the early 80s, and we teamed up and stayed together on and off for about 16 years. At that particular time, our back and forth banter on the air kind of catapulted us into the popularity of polka broadcasters in the Chicagoland area. What follows is some of our clips from our broadcast on WCEV, WPNA, and WVVX. We had a lot of fun together, as you'll see in these following presentations.
WPNA Oak Park, Chicago. The IPA show is sponsored by the International Polka Association.
Dance. Everybody dance to your favorite polka band. Dog time dance. Shizzy dog time dance. Everybody dance to your favorite polka band. Rat, ba!
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the IPA program, the most talked about polka program in captivity. And it's presented by the International Polka Association. My name is Leon Kazicki, and here is Keith Strunk.
Oh, do we have a lot to talk about this morning?
Yes, we do.
Oh, don't you dare go away. Hang on to that radio. Here we go. The IPA show is on the air.
Hey, what are we listening to?
That's a good question.
Dennis Motika, the good thing.
Well, you should see the house he's got.
Weren't you there 4th of July? Did I
miss
you?
No, I wasn't there. The last time I was there, they had that little dog house that he was
What a palatial palace. He must be an embezzler at that bank. Here he's off the CD entitled Dos Tainza Polka.
Favorite polka band, Dos Tainza.
Hi, Dennis. us won't think of all the good times, like they're appearing at the big IPA convention and festival coming up in, boy, it's only a couple of weeks away now.
That's right.
And one entitled Do Tainza. So you weren't invited to the Motika residence?
No, but there were other parties and a lot of celebrating going on for my birthday. You know,
tell us about it. I knew you would sneak them in there, so go right ahead.
Well, I celebrated the 4th with two fists.
Yes.
You know, they don't make that sarsaparilla the way they used to.
Yeah, a lot more potent.
And I did some heavy-duty celebrating with Jim Poholsky, you know, from Kelly Matsui.
Sure,
what
know.
A guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has spectacular birthday cards.
I've been on the receiving end of a couple.
Yeah, they're really something. And I do want to take a moment to say thanks to everybody who sent me birthday cards, and especially to the anonymous lady that included a gift certificate from Lord and Taylor, and no name, nothing. And it's
I can tell you who that was.
You could.
Charlotte Chatfield. You know who Charlotte is, the one you wouldn't give water to at the convention out here?
Oh,
she used to work for Lord and Taylor.
Is that right?
And she has a stockpile of the gift certificates.
Well, apparently she's a very lovely lady. Yeah.
And how about the present that the Strauss family gave you?
The Strauss family. Let me tell you something about the present. That's still on the way. Like last year's is still in the mail.
Wow.
Oh, last year you gave the tie that dissolved. That's right. I got caught in the rain with it.
See?
And all the colors.
See that, Camille? I told you he's not worth it. And, speaking about things that we need to talk about.
Yes.
You know, I heard erroneous statements from another radio program, and you often hear those on other shows. That's why you listen to this show. You get all the good gossip, the good stuff. Did you know that there were several bands playing at the Taste of Chicago last week?
At the Taste of Chicago?
That's right.
Several bands?
Several polka bands were appearing there. Some Yahoo made the statement that why don't the Taste of Chicago... Well, there were several bands. Joe Valega appeared there on Monday.
Yes.
The Downtown Sound played there, appeared there on your birthday, the 4th of July. And Big Ricky Rizzuto was there. So the city of Chicago is finally realizing that they need polka music.
Talking about Ricky, you know, you weren't available last week at the St. Peter and
Paul
Festival at Taste of Polina. And Father Bob Rowe was inquiring about you. It wasn't the fact that you weren't there. It was that he didn't notice your name on any of the raffle tickets.
Well, I don't, think that's true because they were sent.
I don't know. They were checked. And, you know, Rick made a concession because there weren't supposed to be any guest vocalists or anything like that. But we had Patrick Henry on stage, and he did a solo, his interpretive dancing. He did a Hawaiian war chant number.
Well, good morning, everyone. We're back, and we're live and in person, in the flesh, as they say. My name's Keith Strauss.
My name is Leon Kozicki.
Hey, there he is, the refugee from Guantanamo Bay. How are you, Kozicki?
Very well. I see you're doing a little better today. And are you ready to release some of that important news?
That we've been holding back.
Yeah.
We'll let it out towards the end of the program.
The end of the program.
So
I predicted. And remember, you heard it first on this program, ladies.
Keep listening. What are we listening to, Junior?
What are we listening to?
Jimmy Sterling Orchestra live at Gillies. One entitled, Play Me Some of That Good Old Polka Music, like we do here on the IPA Show.
WBNA Oak Park, Chicago.
The IPA Show is sponsored by the International Polka Association.
Television, because of the camaraderie between Leon and myself, I brought him on to do a number of shows with me together. And we never had a script. We had an outline and a premise, and I would say this, he would say that, and the cameras would roll. One in particular show we did on Lake Michigan on a friend of ours' boat. Just an outline, no script, all ad-libbing. And the results were, needless to say, hysterical. Here's some of those outtakes from the time that Leon, Eddie Blazancik, Emily and Joe Pinner, and Eddie Novak joined us on a polka cruise on Lake Michigan with hysterical results.
Next we have Jacques Cousteau could not hold a candle to this next man, ladies and gentlemen. He has gone, you remember C. Hunt, Lloyd Bridges, this man has surpassed Johnny Weissmuller in every athletic competition throughout the entire Lake Michigan here in Chicago. We are very honored and pleased to present to you right now at this time, joining us on this polka cruise up the river, let's welcome right now Mr. Leon Kozicki. How are you?
Commander, it's a pleasure to be
here. Can I borrow a fin?
Can I take these goggles off so I can see what's going on here? And I've been underwater for a long time to get this great fish for you.
What kind of fish is that?
This is a golden rod.
A golden rod?
Yes, it's a new kind of species in this area. And you don't catch too many of these, let me tell you that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Are you bringing it along for the halibut?
Push you in that water, man. Listen, on behalf of the entire fishing committee, we really want to make this presentation to you. This, as I say, is a rare species, and I know that you'll certainly enjoy it when you fillet it this evening and think of this entire venture.
Welcome aboard, Leon. Would you take that up and put that up in the kitchen and welcome aboard? And
thank you very much.
Okay.
My pleasure.
All right. Next with us, ladies and gentlemen, every good captain, commander, has a gentleman that does all the work for him. Ties the boat up, steers the boat, gets people food, at times makes cocktails for his guests on board. And I am very honored to have one of the best first mates that anybody could ever have in the entire poker field. Please give a warm welcome to my first mate, Edward Blazancik. Ed.
Just swell. Just swell to be here, Keith.
Watch, don't push me over to this.
Just swell.
Are you looking forward to serving my guests all the amenities that we can find on the Tranquility 2 this afternoon?
I definitely will, but don't use all those fancy words if you're talking about nuts, potato chips, popcorn, stuff like that. Yes, I am.
Okay. What else is happening with you in the poker field?
Not too much at all.
Not too much? You just, this is sort of like a part-time job for you?
That's correct.
I appreciate you coming on my ship this afternoon and entertaining my guests.
We'll see if you feel the same way by the end of the cruise.
Okay, Ed. Thanks a lot. Welcome aboard. Leon, what are you doing down here? You're known as the Denison of the Deep down here.
Well, I got a tough one over here. We're coming up with it right now. We got this, let me just hang on. Here it is. This rare species of fish. In fact, it's hard to, let me tip this down here. I'll converse a little better with you now. But this is what I was able to come up with here in the water.
What type of species of fish is this?
This is a golden rod.
Same one like you brought
in? Same
on the
one, that's right, because they are in this vicinity, and it's a rarity that we're able to come across this kind of species.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to present this one to you. This is the second one, as a matter of fact, today. You are the first person that we've been able to make such a presentation to. Two in one day. That is a rarity, and I can assure you that.
Other than the fishing, and we're only been able to come up with golden rods, how are you enjoying the cruise so far?
Well, the cruise is fantastic from what I can see of it. Most of the time I've been in the water, and you don't see a heck of a lot down there, you know what you see underwater, don't you?
What do you do? Have you run into any mermaids?
No mermaids. I've been looking,
I heard it's rumored that under this bridge is a mermaid by the name of Martha Adamus.
Martha, I have not come across. I've heard that rumor also.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I have not been able to see her underwater.
Is she a mermaid or a jellyfish?
Perhaps both. I really don't know. I know you're more of an authority on that matter than I. And
okay. Why don't you take that back, and maybe Mrs. Pinner will be ever so kind and to fillet that for us.
I'll take it back to the galley.
Thank you, Leon.
Well, also joining us this evening on our broadcast is past president and former television guest host with yours truly for a number of years on the ETC network. I'm talking about our buddy Jerry Von Throba. Good evening, Jerry.
Hello, poker fans. How's everybody this evening?
Well, everybody's fine here on the Polka Jammer Network. We're paying tribute today to a friend of yours, to a friend of mine, to a friend of many, our dear friend Leon Kozicki, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. And, Jerry, I wanted to include you in on our broadcast because you have the distinct you have the distinction of joining us for a number of years, whether it be on television or whether it was at our Christmas Follies. I think you did a couple of those as well. But you saw Leon probably like no one else has seen Leon, right?
That's correct. A lot of years together, even on the IP board together. We spent many a Tuesdays together and just going over the club stuff and, you know, with you and the shows and stuff. It was a lot of fun, a lot of good times. The guy's going to be missed.
I can one thing sticks in my mind, and when I bring this to your attention, you'll probably remember. We did a Christmas special at the ETC television studio, and you, myself, I think Jeff Chester, I can't remember who the other, Ron Yashinsky, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, Fred Hootie, too.
We did a Christmas routine as the Jackson 5, and we had blackface on. We had blackface on, and we had the wigs and everything, and we were lip syncing to Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And if you remember correctly, Leon had one particular dance move through the whole 3-minute song.
Yes, he sure did.
You'd have to see it, folks at home, too. But Leon was like one of those wind-up toys that keeps on going in the same direction. It was hysterical, you know. And then I think there was another time that we were dressed as the Nutcracker Ballerinas as well.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The pink tutus.
Yeah.
That gives me nightmares for weeks.
But one thing that we can certainly say is that Leon was when he needed to present something from the IPA, he was true professional. He had the IPA on his shirt sleeves 24/7. He was proud of the organization, and he never liked change. That's obvious, and we all know that. We all talk about that. But he was sure a champion for polka music, and we had a lot of laughs together. I think there was I don't know if you were one time at Bel Air Days at the Sabre Room. The both of us went sailing into the water fountain outside, if I remember correctly. Somebody picked the two of us up and threw us in the fountain out there. I don't remember who that was. But if there's one thing that you remember about Leon, what would it be, Jer?
We all had kids and stuff, but this was, the IPA was Leon's baby, and he was really proud of all the work that he's done from day one up to present date. I mean, he was acting advisor and trustee for since the beginning here, and he's always IPA number one.
Yeah, and the other thing is that he was a stickler for above board. He never wanted anything to be done behind closed doors. He wanted everything to be done the right way. No backroom politics. Everything was handled by impartial people that had nothing to do with, as far as the Hall of Fame goes, nothing to do with polka music. It was done by an outside source. And I think that was what he was most proud of, because it was a true election. A lot of the elections and things that take place in our industry sometimes are not above board, but Leon was always proud of the fact that the IPA was always above board, and you could never say that there was anything shaky or shady about the International Polka Association and the Hall of Fame.
He'd give the shirt off your back to you if you needed it,
right?
And you know, he'd sit there and argue with you left and right through all the meetings, and then afterwards, everybody's buddy, friend.
We had a meeting on 41st and Kedzie, and then the second meeting took place at Mount Pindos on Pulaski and 47th Street.
Many a Tuesday night coming home late.
Yeah,
many Tuesday night. Yeah.
Well, we're certainly going to miss him, and we can certainly look back at those tapes and listen to those shows and have a good hearty laugh with our friend Leon. Jerry, thanks for taking time. How are you feeling? Everything coming along for you well?
Everything coming along pretty good. I'm still in a cast on my foot, but it's healing. It's coming along pretty good, and I'm doing therapy 3 times a week, And you'll see me out and about very shortly and be hearing me back on the radio and stuff. So
good.
I'm doing good, and thank you for all the get well wishes and everything on Facebook. And you guys are doing a fantastic job here on the Jammer. I mean, that's what got me through a lot of the stuff when I was in the hospital, just being able to listen to the Jammer 24/7.
Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. Well, we appreciate you taking time. Well, nothing but continued good health and good luck to you. Say hello to your lovely wife, Wendy, and thanks for taking time.
I will do.
Bye now. When I was IPA president for two terms, it was a pleasure to work alongside Leon. Leon took the IPA as if it was his child, nurtured it, grew it into the nationwide organization that it was. And he was so proud of the fact that he was the only polka organization in the country back in 1994 to have over 1,000 active members. We worked very hard together to achieve that goal. Leon continued to share the duties as an advisor and the chairman of the Polka Music Hall of Fame for many, many years. And it has become the most prominent organization in our industry. Back in the early days, the casinos recorded a particular song. Donny Patak, Eddie Madura, and Danny Mac. He was proud of that fact as well. The Polka Convention, Polka.
Again. So won't you join us, friends? We're on our way to the Polka Convention. People come from near and far, by train, by plane and car. They're on their way to the Polka Convention. Oh, you'll meet polka fans who hail from Pasadena and hear the happy polka sound of concertinas. There'll be polka bands galore to entertain ya. From Chicago, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. It's that time of year again. So won't you join us, friends? We're on our way to the Polka Convention. People come from near and far, by plane, by train and car. They're on their way to the Polka Convention. Oh, you'll meet polka fans who hail from Pasadena. You'll hear the old familiar sound of concertinas. There'll be polka bands galore to entertain ya. From Chicago, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. So come on, conventioners, it just happens once a year. Let's go to the Polka Convention. You'll have a time you won't forget, and I'm willing to bet we'll see you at the Polka Convention.
Joining us on our broadcast this evening is my wife, Camille. And, Camille, we've got some fond memories of Leon Kazicki, don't we?
Yes, we sure do.
He stood up for our wedding. He was one of our ushers.
Yes,
him,
he
along
was.
With Johnny Leszczak.
Mm-hmm.
And He toured with us a lot. I can remember one in particular incident when he went with us. We had an IPA tour to Disney World. You remember that?
That's right. We started out going, I think we went to see Jimmy Sturr first.
Right.
And then we went over to Disney World. And
he just had heart surgery. Bypass heart surgery.
I mean, the whole week was fun. We did the Pleasure Island, went to a comedy club. We all had a good time. But the one that sticks out the most is going in line. We all went on the
Space Mountain,
but as we were going up the ramp where all the signs are to
warn you about
dizziness, blah blah blah, we hid those and kept him busy talking. So when we got up to the ride, he really didn't know what was going on, and we put him in the first car.
Yeah.
And when he got off the ride,
I have a picture here someplace of him.
He was fixing his collar and adjusting himself on his shirt.
He was all sweaty. He was as white as a ghost. And, you know, it's funny now, but it could have been dangerous circumstances, him just having the bypass surgery. We laughed about that. And, you know, he was at our house many times for parties. We went to dinner with he and Jean.
Yes, Jean, who was a good friend of mine as well, and also was an Associated Sears where I work.
Right.
And
we used to pull off pranks all the time on each other.
Right. And when I first met Leon, I thought he was more of a reserved man because of him being in charge of the IPA Hall of Fame. And until I got to know him, and when he got tied up with you doing the TV shows and things like that, he seemed to loosen up, and we had a lot of fun. We would. He was here for our Christmas parties that you always had after the Super Bowl parties, and you would always...
He was a staunch Republican. I don't know if many people knew that, but, you know, he lived in the city. His business, his parents' business was right in the big ward there in the St. Peter and Paul neighborhood, and he was probably the only Republican in the block. And I used to take Democratic candidate signs.
We would leave, like, maybe a dance at Bologna late at night at 2 in the morning, go to LaGrange, put the sign on his front lawn.
Right.
And then when he would get up on Sunday morning for church, he would see a sign for a Democrat. And then when he would come visit us, like he did for Super Bowl, they'd come in the house, him and Gene, and then all of a sudden we'd go outside to let the dog out or whatever, and there it is, the sign. He would take the same sign and bring it back and put it on our lawn. So he was a lot of fun. I really miss him. He was a lot of laughs, and he was a good person to talk to. If you had anything to talk to him about, he was there to listen to you, and he'll be missed, definitely.
Yes, definitely. And one of the things I pulled off on him, you know, he loved to celebrate his birthday, and I called the radio station one day, and this was the result.
We've got a special report. Man live at the scene, and he was reporting. He called up to tell me about some trouble in LaGrange yesterday. Keith Strauss, what's the story?
Well, Bob, I'll tell you what. I'm appalled and mitigated to let the listeners in the LaGrange area know about all the commotion that was going on in the 7400 block yesterday.
Oh, my.
In LaGrange. A lot of fireworks, a lot of noise, scantily clad women leaving the scene, screaming and yelling, carloads of them, at the 7400 block on Willow Springs Road in LaGrange. And I would advise all the LaGrange area countryside listeners to stay clear of the area until further notice. The police are investigating. It seems that there's been a wild party at the scene, and the whole area is cordoned off. The investigation is taking place right now.
Any chance to find out who might be living on this block or who was celebrating yesterday?
Well, I believe it was the guy with the small wick, Leon Kozicki.
Oh, my.
He lives in that area, and I understand that all this commotion was happening in his residence, and if you drive by that area there, matter of fact, the United Parcel Service opened up a place down there. They had to close down the facility because of the racket and the cavorting that was going on. So I would advise everyone to stay out of the area until further notice, Bob.
Wow, I'm in shock, Keith, and I appreciate you calling up and giving us this special report. It's a good service to all of our local listeners.
Okay, Bob, we'll see you on the radio Sunday.
Thanks, Keith.
Joining us on our special broadcast this evening is, well, I guess you could say she was a close friend, a confidant. She served on the IPA board at one time, and in later years, she was almost like a caretaker to Leon. We say good evening to Laura Betke. Good evening, Laura.
Good evening. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. And on our special broadcast here on the Polka Jammer Network this evening, we're reminiscing about our buddy Leon Kaczycki. And I know that your acquaintance, you met him back in Connecticut when you and your mom, Wicked Wanda, were polka, well, let's see, you were personalities, but you were writing a column at the time. Just tell us how you became friends with Leon.
Well, we used to go to, we only lived about 45 minutes from Ocean Beach Park in New London, Connecticut, and we used to go there every year. Leon came out for several years, and that's how I got to meet Leon.
And then when you moved to Chicago, how did that all come about?
Well, after my mother died, well, prior to my mother dying, we had talked about moving out here, and then when she died, I moved out the year after. And hooked up with Leon, who got me on the board and of the IPA, and got me to be the newsletter editor.
Right, right. And then you continued on the board for a number of years, and your friendship and relationship with Leon continued.
Correct. I became his assistant with the Hall of Fame papers and
yeah, his secretary, so to speak, for the
Correct.
Hall of Fame, right?
Correct.
When he was kind of at that point, almost getting up in age and a little incapacitated. You took all the secretarial duties over for the Hall of Fame.
Correct. He was still in charge, but I did all his paperwork and any running around that needed to be done.
And at that particular time, he, like you mentioned, he was still in charge, but I'm sure that you became, close personal friends like so many of us did. What one thing will you remember about your relationship with Leon Kaczycki?
His true loyal friendship.
Yeah, you can say that.
He was very loyal.
Yep. And I mentioned earlier on our broadcast, he was very proud of the fact that the election of Hall of Fame and the IPA was one, if not the only, type of organization that was above board. There wasn't any shenanigans going on behind closed doors. He sought out people that weren't involved in our industry to carry out the election and continued to take pride in the presentation of the Polka Hall of Fame and the museum.
And he did that even when he was in the nursing home and he was no longer Hall of Fame chairman. He still was proud of it.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you taking time to join us. We wanted to make you part of this broadcast because you had a close personal relationship with him in the last years of his life. I know you were his driver, you were his confidant, and also a caregiver. And I know that he appreciated you because he spoke highly of you to me. And, Leon wasn't the type of guy that threw compliments around. They were like manhole covers. So if you got a compliment from Leon Kaczycki, you knew that you touched him in the right way.
And that's why I said he was a loyal friend.
Well, Laura, we thank you for taking time. Best of luck to you, and we hope to see you in and around the poker field.
Okay, thank you.
You know, Leon was one of life's most decent, kind, and wonderful people he had ever wanted to meet. Our radio duel lasted an impressive 16 years, and he was a friend for life. You know, Leon was a beehive of activity for many years. He was a band leader, musician. He was instrumental in publishing the very first nationwide polka publication, Polka Guide. He was the driving force responsible for the formation of the IPA and its Polka Hall of Fame. Whether we were working on a hotel contract for an IPA convention or broadcasting from Las Vegas or performing our vaudevillian button busters routine at one of my Christmas follies, Leon was one of my favorite people, not just one of my radio partners. A class act through and through. A man with a sense of humor and a great heart. While all his focus was primarily on his musical career, he had no children himself, but he attended more baptisms, communions, and graduation than anyone on earth. Leon was a very playful person, But having that one-on-one conversation with you was a unique moment, as my wife has alluded to. He had a knack for convincing you of something that obviously wasn't true, yet he said it in a manner so deadpan and a matter-of-factly that you believed it. Then he just smiled, knowing he got you, and that smile made you feel special. He was a great guy, a true friend. He was like the brother I never had. Leon, thanks for all the memories. Thanks for all the laughs. And thanks for being a special part of my life. May you rest in peace. I miss you. Fitting if we close our special tribute here tonight with a few segments from a routine that we performed too many times to remember. It was so corny, you had to laugh. We close with the Button Busters featuring Leon Kaczynski and yours truly. Good night, and thanks for tuning in. I'll see you in Frankenmuth this Thursday.
this band, aren't you?
Yeah, you love them, except for two things.
What's that?
Your ears.
All right, guys, hit it.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. We may not go far, but sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together.
What a band, what a band.
Hey, Bose, why are you carrying that
cane? Wait a minute. This band drew a line 3 blocks long the last time they played together. Till somebody stole their chalk.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, what did you ask me before?
You talking to me or you're talking to the musician?
I'm talking to you. Right here, right. Line number 6.
Why are you carrying that cane?
I'm carrying the cane because it can't walk by itself.
You got to explain that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, where you been lately?
Say, I just got back from a pleasure trip at O'Hare Airport.
You were at a pleasure trip at O'Hare Airport?
Oh,
what was so pleasing about the pleasure trip at O'Hare Airport?
I dropped off my mother-in-law.
Hey, you know, it's great to be back in Chicago.
Yes, it certainly is.
There is less crime in Chicago than anywhere.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's nothing left to steal.
We go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. You may not go far, but sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together.
Hey, wait.
Yes.
Time for a disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Folks, you better laugh now, you better clap now, because this doesn't get any better. Let me tell you, this act is unsolicited, unwanted, unwarranted, unrehearsed.
That's why I won't go later on anymore.
All of the things.
Yeah, all right.
So if you want to go to the washroom at this time, use the facilities or go to the bar.
Stick to the script, will you?
Because
I wish you could read the script as good as your ad lib.
And it may not be as good for you health-wise because it's not approved by the Surgeon General of the United States.
Where the hell is he
nor
getting
the
this stuff
National
at?
Better than practice. Comedians.
It was better when you were reading.
But on the other hand, this could be a historic occasion. You think all the history is being made in Florida?
There goes
no way. It's right here because this act, I assure you, will never be seen again.
I can.
Everybody, a round of applause.
Yeah, all right.
Now, where are we?
Right.
Hey, Bose.
Yeah, Buttons.
Did you hear about the fire in the shoe factory?
The fire in the shoe factory? No, but I bet you 2,000 souls are lost. My butcher is 6 feet tall, wears a size 12 shoe. What does he weigh?
How would I know?
Meat, of course.
Say, talking about fishing in water.
Yes.
What was the first bus to cross the ocean?
Don't be ridiculous. I'm in the travel business.
I heard that.
There's no bus that crosses the ocean.
Columbus did.
All right, let's wrap it up.
For you
and me for you,
we'll muddle through whatever we do together. Together.